Morning,
call
this is
from
Jasmine.
Higher
How can I
Mount
help
Caregiver.
you? Good morning, this is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Hi there. I was trying to figure out how I can become a caregiver for my grandparents.
Absolutely. What county does your grandparents reside in?
Delaware County.
Okay. And what kind of health insurances do they have?
I know they have Medicaid.
Medicaid, the state-funded program?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's going to be easy because Medicaid is the only program that's currently covering that. So what we could do is
All
we
right.
could check the eligibility to see if they have the eligibility code to submit the referral. And if they do, we can
All right.
start the process right away if that's something you're looking to do.
All right.
Okay.
I just have a question. Would it be preferable? I'm not like at my grandparents' house right now, which is who I would be taking care of. Would it be better if I called back when I was like with them in case you need information from them,
I
or?
just need their name and date of birth to check to see if they have the requirements for the eligibility codes. And then if they do, then we can proceed.
All
Let's
right.
see. So give me grandma. Give me
Sorry.
grandma first. What's grandma's first and last name?
Dawn Pieris.
Dawn,
Pieris is spelled
DAWN.
DAWN.
Got it. Last name?
Pieris, PIERCE.
So it's T as in Tom, IERCE.
P as in
Elephant?
pork.
I'm sorry, I'm having. Go ahead.
P as in pork, I as in internet, E as in extension, R as in recorder, C as in carousel, E as in extension.
So it's C as in cat, I as in igloo, E as in Edward, R as in Ralph, C as in cat, E as in Edward.
The first letter is P. P
P
as
as in
in
Paul,
pen.
pen.
Yes.
Pierce,
Yes.
PIERCE.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, date of birth.
12/16/57.
And are you, it's December 15th, 1957?
15. One
16-1-6?
more. Yes.
12-16-1-6-5-7, correct? What's your name, sir?
My name's Skylar.
And are you going to be the caregiver to both grandma and grandpa?
Yes, I would be.
Okay. And what's your grandfather's name?
Joey Pieris?
What is it?
Joey?
That's his birth name?
J?
Joey?
Yes. And then same last name.
PIERCE, date of birth?
11/22/58.
All right, let me check real quick. One second, please hold. Okay, so Mr. Schuyler, Ms. Dawn has Medicaid, but her Medicaid is inactive. But we can help her through that, okay? Now let me check your grandpa. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Okay.
When exactly did that happen?
Well, it don't tell us. It just says that at some point they discontinued it, either because they missed the recertification, either because they didn't submit documentations on time, anything. It could have been an in number amount. Either the social worker was trying to get a hold of them and couldn't, so they stop it until they could confirm whatever they need. I'm looking at Joey's now. Hold on. But this is good.
Right.
That means that at some point they were found eligible. So all we got to do is move it forward. Get them the information that they need to get them onto services. Your grandpa too has Medicaid and it's inactive. This is great news. Unless they found that they weren't income eligible. Are they rich? Do they have money in the bank? Do they own property, homes?
They're both retired and they own a house, but I wouldn't call us wealthy by any means.
Okay. So what I can do is submit the referral to get you guys further along in the process. What's the home address for Mr. Joey and Ms. Dawn?
702.
Seven? You said 702?
Yes.
Okay.
Columbus Court.
Okay.
Wallingford, okay. PI.
You said Longford?
Wallingford.
Can you spell that for me?
W as in whale, A as in alphabet, L as in light, L as in light, I-N-G-S-O-R-D.
Got it. And the zip code?
19-086.
Got it. And Skylar, what's your last name, honey?
Here.
You want to spell that?
It's the same as the other two.
Pierce? Oh, it's Pierce.
Yes.
Got it.
Pierce.
All right. And this is a good number to reach you, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
So I have a quick question.
Go ahead.
Right now I am employed as a caregiver for a company called Comfort Keepers.
Uh-huh.
What would I still be able to be employed under?
Absolutely.
Them,
you could work. Yeah, you could work for multiple agencies. Mm-hmm.
All right. Understood.
Yep. Give me 1 second because I'm going to give me a number to reach Grandma and Grandpa.
All right. 610.
Mm-hmm.
874.
Mm-hmm.
8541.
And what county is this in?
Delaware County, I believe.
Okay. I'm going to confirm all this information. Now I just need you to grab some information from me. And are you going to go visit Grandma and Grandpa today?
Yes, I will be going back to their house later.
Okay, call me once you're there so that we can schedule them an appointment with Medicaid. To see what we can do to get their Medicaid up and running again, okay? I just want you to grab my name and number so you can get there, okay?
Understood. 1 second.
Take your time, sir.
Okay, I'm ready.
My name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N. And I could be reached directly at 267-551-7410.
Thank you.
Okay, call me before 4:30 so we could get your grandma and grandpa back on services, all right?
All right.
All right, sir. Welcome to Family First. Call me if you need me.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.